Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what we call startup handicaps.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Stelly, what does that mean?
Well, I would say anything that you would attach to yourself or your startup or team that you think makes it harder for you and your team to succeed or you and your startup to succeed than your average competition or the average other person out there. So things that could fall in that category, you're a foreigner or a team of foreigners in a country, you have a strong accent, or you don't speak the language fluently, you're broke, you don't have money, you're sick, you don't have the amount of energy and health and time, you don't have as much time, it's just a side gig or whatever else your life situation is, you are unknown and don't have authority or experience, you're too young, you're too old. Anything that you would believe gives you a disadvantage in succeeding with your startup or as an entrepreneur.
All right. I like that. So one that I'm gonna throw out that might be a little offshoot is I think a lot of people and founders have limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
One simple one is I need to raise more money in order to create a company.
Ooh, yeah.
I think that's one I hear more often than I feel comfortable hearing. When there's so many self-funded, as some would call them, bootstrap companies out there that didn't raise any money and are massive, and it's not any different than raising money in a lot of ways, although people believe it is. One other limiting belief I will say is that you need experience. That's probably one of the biggest ones that prevents people from doing things, whether it's starting in the first place or when they're already there. For example, I have a company. And, this is a scenario. I have a company and it's a B2B company and I need to do sales, but I've never done it before. So I should go hire a salesperson because I have no experience. Well, I mean, have you listened to Stelly's videos? Have you watched them? Have you seen him talk? Have you read his blog posts? Because if you have, then you wouldn't have that limiting belief in your head. You'd be like, anyone can do it. You know, like you'd learn how to do it. So anything is learnable. Is kind of the corollary to this idea that you need experience.
I love that. You know, I absolutely believe that this is a mindset and limited belief episode to a certain degree, right? There's really kind of like a few thoughts that I have when I hear this. Number one, nobody gives a fuck, right? When I hear people's problems, on the one, it's this, and I've noticed this with you, and probably that's one of the many reasons why we get along so much, is that I have this mixed emotion when I hear this from somebody, both of like empathy and kind of getting that people's problems are people's problems, no matter how I feel about them. And at the same time, I feel an obligation and a responsibility to not take these problems seriously, because if I do, I am going to not be able to make them aware and empower them to crush these problems, right? Because the more serious people take certain problems at times, I find, the more debilitating they are and the more they are going to use them as excuses and explanations for their shortcomings versus as motivation to overcome and overperform. Nobody gives a fuck. Everybody has problems. Everybody has problems. You think you have bigger problems than others, and I would always challenge almost anybody I meet on that. There's always somebody you can find that has overcome bigger challenges, bigger handicaps than you, probably even in the same market. Now, I could just tell people, shut the fuck up, nobody cares, get your shit done. That might help some, but most people are not going to be helped by that. So my next piece of advice typically is, well, look for proof that this doesn't matter or this isn't going to be a defining problem, right? Look for somebody that has the same handicap as you and that crushed it despite that handicap. Look for proof. Like probably if you have a handicap, you are encountering some soft or hard amount of proof that this handicap is making things more difficult to you, right? You're going to have experiences every single day that make you believe, look, the world is really hard to me or really unfair, or this thing that I'm lacking is really making it difficult for me. You're going to see some stuff and going to explain it to yourself that that's a reason why things aren't going your way. Well, that's going to help you. What you need to do is you need to look around and find the counterexamples. Find the people that had as strong of an accent or were as broke as you or as sick or as young as old or as inexperienced and crushed it and succeeded despite these handicaps. And focus on these people, both from learning from them, being inspired by them, but also changing your beliefs, because a lot of people that accomplished a lot despite having massive shortcomings and handicaps did so because they believed it didn't matter. They believe this shortcoming, this handicap, this problem I have, that's just another thing I need to fix, another thing I have to overcome. That's not going to hold me down. That's not going to make me fail. So you want to adopt the way they think, the things they believe, so you can act the way they act and generate the results they generate. So look for proof that it doesn't matter versus zeroing in on proof day in, day out that this matters a lot and is probably the reason why you're not succeeding.
Yeah, wow. This is so powerful, right? Like, I mean, it's something like this whole idea, it's something that most people are not conscious to. So they're not necessarily conscious to actually what's causing this for them, what's causing them to have these like handicaps. And so like for me, like I think the biggest thing that I look for even in myself is what's actually blocking me. Because as a manager, you know, as much as a lot of people don't like the word, many of us are managers. I'm sure there's a bunch of managers listening, whether you identify with that or not. Your number one job is to make sure that the people you're working with are unblocked, whether it's professionally, personally, anything. Like, that's your job, like, in my opinion. And I'm sure there's some episode we've talked about this, or one we'll do in the future, Stelly, but unblocking people is your number one job. Well, have you ever thought about what's blocking you and how to unblock yourself? Especially if no one's managing you, you've probably never asked yourself that. And so I think that one of the most powerful things to find your handicaps is to do that.
I love that. Oh, man. I don't know where to go with this, right? Other than maybe if you feel like you have a handicap, maybe if you feel like you have a legitimate reason or shortcoming that makes it, I don't know, maybe what I hate about this like handicap thing is this feeling of, like a lot of times I sense an underlying feeling of kind of injustice, right? There's like a certain level of like victimhood in that type of thinking where you're like, this is unfair. Like, why do I, like, I'm sure if I didn't have X, Y, Z, things would be easier for me and I deserve easier. Why do other people have easier and I don't? Like, there's a certain level of like being a victim, and a certain level of like hurt at times that I detect. And by myself, it's not that I've been free my entire life of thinking this way. I've had probably moments where I was whining, you know, and being a victim. But also many times when people come to me with this and they're like, we want to accomplish XYZ, but just like your example earlier, we just don't have enough funding to do the things we know how to do. And if we had the money, we could change the world, or we could build this amazing thing, or we could reach success, whatever that means. The underlying tone is one of like, I am a victim of my circumstances and it's unfair and I feel a little hurt. And if the world could just be a little bit more just and fair and equal, then things would go better for me. And it's such a on a human level, like it hurts that you're hurting, right? And I'm like, I want to hug you and be like, you know, it sucks when you're hurt as a human. But on a practical level, I'm like, that's such a tough belief to hold on to, and at the same time have any reasonable expectation or hope of success, right? You can do either one, but you can't believe that things are unjust and the world is unfair to you, and at the same time attack the world with an energy and a passion and a vigor and a type of energy you need to make changes happen, to overcome challenges. And I think realize that the world isn't supposed to be fair and things aren't supposed to be easy, and our entire lives are just an unlimited stringing of struggles of sorts. And the better you get at overcoming these struggles and fixing these problems and pushing through these barriers, the happier or the more accomplished or successful you're going to be in life. And that being an entrepreneur and starting a startup by definition means, you know, pushing through handicaps and pushing through shortcomings and lack of resources and fixing problems and dealing with unfair, quote unquote, circumstances, because you're always going to go against some bigger company or some way of things have always been this way that are going to be hard. You're a change maker and change is tough. So I feel like that level of like hurt and that feeling of injustice makes people feel sort of depressed and powerless, and it's impossible out of those emotions and feelings and states to really take the action and do the work that's needed to accomplish your goals.
Yep. If you have goals and things are holding you back, you should know what they are. And it's funny, there's this ambulance going by as I say that. I think you took it to a good place. I think people really need to hear that, like, they don't need to be handicapped by anything, and things aren't bad, and nobody's out to get you. But you're most likely just causing yourself more stress than you need to. If you can just think of it more objectively and think about what's actually holding you back, what are the handicaps in your life that you don't need to have, I think that can be really a meaningful exercise. And again, I don't see founders doing this. And a lot of times, like, I see a lot of the advice I give and that you give related to someone's handicap, because they're asking a question that they already know the answer to, for example. And they're just blocked because they don't know how to think about it. They don't. And you know, the funny thing is, like, this wasn't one I expected to turn into this, but like, most of the advice you and I give, like, on these podcasts and when we talk about, like, these things, it ends up being all about, like, how do you get better? It ends up being all about how do you get past your own shit. So my advice is just figure out what your shit is. Otherwise, you won't get past it.
Amen. All right, brother. That's it from us for this episode.
Later.